Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. India and UK agree to mutually beneficial free trade agreement and the double contribution convention. Civil defence mock drill to be conducted across 244 districts of the country tomorrow. Centre holds meeting with states and union territories to review preparedness for the exercise. Qatar expresses full support to India in its fight against terrorism and all its actions to bring the perpetrators of Pahalgam attack to justice. Supreme Court directs Maharashtra State Election Commission to notify local body elections within 4 weeks. Conservative leader Friedrich Merz elected as Germany's new chancellor after the second round of parliament voting. And on day 3 of Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra leads the medal tally, followed by Rajasthan and Karnataka. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister said this agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian business and MSMEs. He was speaking during a TV channel conclave in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said India has signed trade agreements with UAE, Australia and Mauritius. He said India is actively engaged with the world.
भारत के लिए एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है और मुझे ये बताते हुए खुशी है कि इंडिया यूके फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट अब फाइनल हो चुका है। विश्व की दो बड़ी और ओपन मार्केट इकोनॉमी के बीच आपसी व्यापार और आर्थिक सहयोग का ये समझौता दोनों देशों के विकास में नया अध्याय जोड़ेगा। ये हमारे युवाओं के लिए बहुत बड़ी खुशखबरी है। इससे भारत में इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी को बूस्ट मिलेगा और इंडियन बिजनेसेस और एमएसएमईज के लिए नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज के रास्ते खुलेंगे।
Earlier, in a historic milestone, India and the UK have successfully concluded an ambitious and mutually beneficial free trade agreement along with a double contribution convention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, had a telephonic conversation today in which the two leaders welcomed the successful conclusion of an ambitious and mutually beneficial India-UK free trade agreement. Prime Minister Modi said these landmark agreements will further deepen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership and catalyse trade, investment, growth, job creation and innovation. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that strengthening alliances and reducing trade barriers with economies around the world is part of their plan for change to deliver a stronger and more secure economy. More from our correspondent.
The free trade agreement will unlock new potential for the two nations to jointly develop products and services for global markets. It will enable comprehensive market access for goods across all sectors. India will significantly gain from tariff elimination on about 99% of the tariff lines, covering almost 100% of the trade value. The FTA will boost manufacturing and export opportunity in sectors like textile, leather, footwear, toys, gems, jewelry, and engineering goods, among others. This will improve Indian goods' competitiveness in the UK and in other countries. It will have significant positive gains for employment in India. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, today. Mr. Al Thani conveyed condolences and solidarity with the people of India at the loss of lives in the cross-border terror attack in Pahalgam. The Emir of Qatar expressed full support in India's fight against terrorism and all its actions to bring the perpetrators to justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, and congratulated him on his historic second term. During their conversation, the Prime Ministers reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the Civil Defence Mock Drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defence and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Yesterday, the centre had asked the states to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defence preparedness in the country. It has decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Civil defence mock drills will also be conducted in Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
In Uttar Pradesh, District Bulandshahr has been identified under Category A. Baghpat and Muzaffarnagar will perform the drill under Category C. Agra, Allahabad, Bareilly, Ghaziabad, Gorakhpur, Jhansi, Kanpur, Lucknow, Mathura, Meerut, Muradabad, Saharanpur, Varanasi, Baksi Ka Talab, Mughalsarai and Sarsawa have been included in the list of Category B. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prasant Kumar said that although center have identified 19 districts for the mock drill, a comprehensive rehearsal will be conducted in all districts of Uttar Pradesh on May 7.
7 मई को सिविल डिफेंस के मॉक ड्रिल के संबंध में निर्देश भारत सरकार से प्राप्त हुए हैं. सभी जिलों में ये मॉक ड्रिल और प्रिपेयर्डनेस रखा जाए ताकि आकस्मिकता की स्थिति में हम लोग इन चीजों से निपट सकें.
द एक्सरसाइज विल इन्वॉल्व मल्टीपल एजेंसीज लाइक पुलिस, फायर सर्विस एंड डिजास्टर रिस्पॉन्स टीम्स. द ड्रिल एम्स टू चेक रिस्पॉन्स प्रिपेयर्डनेस टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू इमरजेंसीज एंड डिजास्टर्स. ओम अवस्थी, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, लखनऊ.
In Bihar, the civil defence mock drill will take place in six districts, namely Patna, Purnia, Katihar, Kishanganj, Araria and Begusarai. Patna District Magistrate Dr. Chandrasekhar Singh informed that the exercise will be conducted tomorrow from 7 to 7:10 p.m. at 80 locations in Patna.
इसमें बिजली जो है वो पूरी तरह से बंद कर दी जाएगी. अपना शहर के लोग हैं, उन सभी से अपील है कि वो सभी लोग जो उनके पास अगर वैकल्पिक साधन कुछ हैं तो उसका उपयोग उस 10 मिनट में नहीं करें, और अगर कहीं बहुत आवश्यक है उपयोग करना तो इस प्रकार से करें कि कोई रोशनी घर से बाहर नहीं जाए.
In view of the civil defence mock drills to be conducted across 244 districts of the country tomorrow, Director General Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards Vivek Srivastav said that common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he said that it is an exercise to prepare people to counter any external threat.
This we are doing after a very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So analysis will be made. So the common people, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate. So it is an exercise on strengthening yourself to counter a external threat and know what are the drills to be followed depending upon what threat you are likely to encounter in your given area.
Tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold at 9:15 tonight to listen to this exclusive broadcast. India has objected to the statement made by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, on Pahalgam terrorist attack. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the OIC statement issued at the behest of Pakistan is absurd in refusing to recognize the facts of the Pahalgam terrorist attack and its cross-border linkages. He said this is yet another attempt by Pakistan, a country that has long engaged in cross-border terrorism, to manipulate and misguide the OIC group to issue a self-serving statement. India rejected the OIC's interference on matters that are internal to India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Supreme Court today directed the Maharashtra State Election Commission to notify local body elections in the state within 4 weeks. These polls had been stalled since 2022 due to litigation concerning the implementation of reservation for the other backward classes. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
A Supreme Court bench comprising Justice Suryakant and Justice N. Koteshwar Singh stated that the elections to the local bodies will be conducted based on the OBC reservation status that existed prior to the submission of the Bhatia Commission report in July 2022. Maharashtra Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Phadnavis welcomed the Supreme Court's decision to conduct all pending local body polls in the state. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Phadnavis said that the Mahayuti, which consists of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, will contest the polls as an alliance. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar too welcomed the decision, saying that many former corporators are keen to get back to work after getting re-elected, while many young aspirants are gearing up to make their career in politics by contesting these elections. The opposition too hailed the court's decision and said that the directions must be followed immediately. With Nisha Rani, this is Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh said the naval forces and naval guards will play a vital role in ensuring the success of the Gaganyaan mission. Addressing media in New Delhi, he said 2026 will be a landmark year with India exploring both space and the deep sea.
2026, we hope to launch the Gaganyaan, and the same year, we hope to have an immersible deep sea mission. So one Indian into the space and one Indian deep sea, almost simultaneously happening. And there also, we have solicited the support, the cooperation of the Navy experts. So this will be going to be quite a fascinating year, 2026, for India when we venture into the space.
Germany's conservative leader Friedrich Merz has been elected as the new chancellor of the country after securing a majority in the second round of voting in the lower house of parliament. A total of 325 of the 630 lawmakers voted in favour of Mr. Merz this time around, bringing him over the necessary 316 threshold. Earlier in the first round, only 310 members voted for Mr. Merz, giving a significant blow to his prestige and an unprecedented failure in post-war German history. And in Khelo India Youth Games,
India, India, Khelo India, Khel ke rang Bihar ke sang, Khelo India.
The Maharashtra team has reached the number one position with 6 gold and a total number of 19 medals in its kitty. The Rajasthan team with 6 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze is in the second position. Karnataka, which has bagged 18 medals including 5 gold, has third position in the medal tally. In football, Jharkhand boys defeated Delhi by 1-0 in a tough fight at Barauni Refinery Stadium this evening. Mizoram team thrashed Bihar by 6-1 in a one-sided game in Begusarai. In the recurve category of archery mixed doubles, the pair of Dhyanesh Chinale and Sharvari Shende of Maharashtra stormed into the final, defeating Andhra Pradesh, where the team will clash with Haryana for the quest of gold. The Maharashtrian pair of Manav Ganesh Jadhav and Rachel Salve has also secured place in finals in compound mixed category.
India, India, Khelo India, Khel ke rang Bihar ke sang, Khelo India.
In the IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians were 135 for 7 in 18.3 overs against Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to field. Mumbai Indians are placed on the third position in the points table, while Gujarat are at the fourth spot in the standings. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. India and UK agree to mutually beneficial free trade agreement and the double contribution convention. Civil defence mock drill to be conducted across 244 districts of the country tomorrow. Centre holds meeting with states and union territories to review the preparedness for the exercise. Qatar expresses full support to India in its fight against terrorism and all its action to bring the perpetrators of Pahalgam attack to justice. Supreme Court directs Maharashtra State Election Commission to notify local body elections within 4 weeks. Conservative leader Friedrich Merz, elected as Germany's new chancellor after the second round of parliament voting. And on day 3 of Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra leads the medal tally, followed by Rajasthan and Karnataka. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.